Hello, I'm Richard Rogers, and this is the Tuesday 10-Minute Meditation. And today we're going to focus on happiness. You know, the happiness meditation is something I come back to over and over in my life. That if I get too far from really focusing on my own happiness and living from a place of being happy, my life just doesn't work. That I really believe that we create our life from the inside out. And that I actually want happiness to be the number one thing that is generating and creating my life. That as I'm living happiness from the inside out, I believe that I'm creating the greatest possible life. So let's begin. I want you to take a deep breath. And I want you to just go deep within yourself to connect to the presence and power of God that is within you and all around you. That every time I focus on God, I'm focusing on my own happiness. That I can't look in the direction of God. I can't feel the presence of God without a smile coming over my face. That I just love God. God makes me so happy that when I open my mind, my heart, my soul to that level of life, to God life, I just get so happy. That when I focus on my fears or my concerns or my drama, I get anything but happy. But when I put the full focus of my attention on God, I get so happy. Take another deep breath. And I want you to feel the presence of God that is within you and all around you. I want you to focus on happiness and feeling the happiness that's within you. Take another deep breath. And I want you to let go of all the upset, all the drama, all the disappointment, all the fears. And I want you just to focus for this 10 minutes. I want you just to focus on your happiness. Let your happiness be the most important thing in your life. I want to begin this happiness meditation by really focusing on forgiveness. I forgive myself for any way that I told myself that I couldn't be happy, or that I shouldn't be happy, or that I shouldn't be too happy. I forgive all the crazy, erroneous beliefs that I've held about happiness. That it is 100% acceptable for me to be happy, very, very happy. I forgive myself for all the times I focused on the drama or the upset or the disappointment instead of focusing on my own happiness. I focus on happiness. Happiness is the one and the most important thing in my life, that I just want to be happy. I want to be happy with myself. I want to be happy with my world. I want to be happy with God. I want to be happy with the people around me. I want to be happy with my commitments and my relationships and my work. I want to be happy with everything. I want to be happy with my money. So I forgive myself for any time when I wasn't happy. Anytime I believed that I shouldn't be or couldn't be happy. I forgive myself for all the crazy drama that I've created around happiness. And today, I choose happiness. Deeply, profoundly choose happiness. I choose happiness as the one and only power at work in my life. I choose happiness. I choose to be happy every day, every moment. I choose to be happy. I choose to let go of the drama, the thoughts, the judgments, the fears that keep me from being happy. That I know that happiness over and over again is a process of deeply, profoundly letting go. I choose to be happy. So I want you just to smile at your life. I want you to create a life that is so enjoyable for you that you just have to smile at it. So I want you to smile, beginning first with your past. I want you to smile at your past and all the things that you've overcome. And if you have more forgiveness work to do, I want you to smile at your forgiveness work. And I want you to smile at your past, to enjoy how wonderful your past was, to forgive and to release the pain. But I want you just to smile at it all. I want you to feel the power that when you're fully empowered, you can just smile at your past. And I want you to smile at your future. that we just send good energy into our future. We send happiness into our future. And I want you just to smile at your future. And I want you to smile at your body. I want you to send happiness to every cell, every organ of your body. I want you just to smile at how amazing your body looks and functions, that your body is fully alive, and then you can smile at your body and just bring greater joy to every cell of your body, that you allow every cell of your body to turn into its own happiness, to come alive with joy, that you can smile at your body, every cell, every organ, every tissue, every function of your body, you just smile at it. You just enjoy it. You know, there's so much of the body that is designed for your pleasure, that our nerves can be either organized around our pain or our pleasure, that we allow every nerve of our body to just sing in the happiness of God, to sing in joy and pleasure, that we just allow our whole system to be wired toward our own pleasure. Thank you, God, for joy. And we just smile at our body. And I want you to smile at your finances. You know, I don't know if you usually smile at your finances or if you're frowning or grumpy about your finances. But today in this meditation, we're just going to smile at our finances. We're going to just descend overwhelming joy to our finances. That we know that as we send joy to our finances just become more and more amazing. That we laugh and we giggle and we send joy to our finances, to our checkbook, to all the bills. We just smile at them because we know that we're going to have more than enough. We know that God is our source and that God is infinite. So we just smile at our finances. We just smile at watching our finances grow, that we just become more and more prosperous every day. So we just smile at our finances. And we smile at all of our relationships, our professional relationships. We smile if we work. We just smile at everybody in our professional relationships. Everybody that we work with, we just smile at them. We just send them joy today. We just send them overflowing joy. We smile at all our personal relationships, friends and family. Maybe if there's someone that we've been at odds with, we just smile at them. Right now in this meditation, we smile at them. We just send them joy. We just know that love is greater. The love is healing every situation. So we smile at every relationship. We smile at our body. We smile at our finances. We smile at our relationships. We just smile at our home. We just fill our home with our overflowing joy. We know that the atmosphere in our home is overflowing joy. That there is so much joy and happiness that we just continually let go of the drama, the upset, the past, the stories, and we just make room for greater and greater joy. That there is so much joy in our personal lives, in our home, in our relationships, in our finances, in our bodies, that we just smile. We just bring so much happiness into this moment. Because we know that if we can bring happiness into this moment, that the next moment, the next moment, the next moment will just be out pictures of God's infinite joy. So we just bring happiness right here into this moment. And we give thanks for all the joy that we have, for all the happiness we have in every level of our life, our past, our future. And this very moment, we bring incredible joy into this moment, that we know that happiness over and over again is about letting go of the drama, letting go of the thoughts, letting go of the judgments, letting go of the stories, and being in the joy of God. Breathe in one more time and feel the infinite joy of God right where you are. The infinite joy of God right where you are. And we give thanks for all of that. We give thanks for the infinite joy of God. And we see a blessing every aspect of our life. Thank you, God, for joy. Thank you, God, for happiness. Thank you, God, for laughter. Thank you, God, for the ability to grin and smile and rejoice, that the Spirit of God in us is greater than anything in the world. So we just live this moment fully engaged in the joy of what is. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. God bless you, friend. I hope you enjoyed today's meditation. You come back to it over and over again to really anchor in the idea that your happiness, peace, your joy, your aliveness is really the central theme of your life, and that you can live that joy in greater and greater ways. So God bless you, friend. Have a great week.